Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Quiet Americans by Scott Anderson is a narrative history of the early Cold War told through the lives of four CIA officers working at a moment when the United States was inventing both a new intelligence service and a new global role. Set in the late 1940s and early 1950s, the book follows operatives whose assignments stretch across the fault lines of post-war Europe and the Middle East, where collapsing empires, revolutionary movements, and great power rivalry created constant uncertainty. Anderson frames the story as a tragedy in three acts, emphasizing how idealism, fear of communism, and institutional inexperience combined to produce decisions with long aftershocks. Rather than treating espionage as gadgetry or glamour, the book focuses on human motives, bureaucratic pressures, and the unintended consequences of covert action. It is written for readers who want a character-driven entry into how the CIA's early culture formed, and how its first successes and failures shaped American foreign policy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a new agency, an improvised craft. One of the book's central concerns is how the CIA emerged from World War II improvisation into an institution expected to manage global political outcomes. Anderson highlights an environment where tradecraft was still being invented. Legal authorities were unclear, and the lines between analysis, diplomacy, and paramilitary action blurred. In this setting, the agency's first generation of officers often relied on personal judgment, wartime habits, and elite social networks as much as on standardized training. The book shows how early missions were shaped by the belief that speed mattered more than perfect information, especially as Washington came to see nearly every crisis through the lens of Soviet expansion. Readers are led to consider the structural incentives that reward bold operations and punish caution, even when the facts are ambiguous. This topic also explores the gap between American confidence and local realities, a recurring weakness of newly empowered covert capabilities. By grounding these institutional dynamics in the lived experience of field officers, the narrative makes clear that early CIA practice was not just a set of techniques but a culture, one that could amplify both brilliance and error when operating under pressure. Secondly, ideology and fear as engines of action, The Quiet Americans examines how anti-communist urgency became a governing logic that simplified complex local conflicts into binary choices. Anderson portrays a period when the trauma of World War II and the shock of Soviet power encouraged American leaders to interpret nationalist movements, labor unrest, and post-colonial politics as potential Soviet proxies. This ideological filter mattered because it set the boundaries of what seemed thinkable, including covert interventions that might once have been considered reckless or illegitimate. The book explores how officers in the field face constant tension between nuanced understanding of local conditions and the expectations arriving from headquarters. When decision-makers assume that delay equals defeat, intelligence becomes a tool to justify action rather than a discipline aimed at uncertainty reduction. This theme also illustrates the moral drift that can occur when fear is treated as strategy. The narrative invites readers to see how sincere patriotism and genuine concern about totalitarianism could still produce destructive outcomes when paired with overconfidence. By emphasizing the human side of ideology, Anderson shows how beliefs, career incentives, and the need to demonstrate results can quietly steer policy toward escalation. Thirdly, personal ambition, loyalty, and the costs of clandestine life. By focusing on four CIA spies, Anderson brings forward the intimate pressures that shape covert work isolation, secrecy, risk, and the persistent ambiguity of success. Officers must build trust with sources while concealing their true purpose, a dynamic that can foster cynicism or intense personal attachment. The book underscores how ambition and institutional loyalty can become entangled, making it difficult for individuals to question missions that appear misguided. In clandestine operations, reputations can turn on incomplete evidence, and the desire to deliver a clear win can push officers toward bolder, more perilous moves. Anderson also shows that personal relationships, both professional and private, are not side stories but part of the operational environment. The necessity of compartmentalization can fracture families and friendships, while the adrenaline of secret work can create its own distortions of judgment. This topic highlights the tragedy implied by the subtitle, the same qualities that make effective operatives, persistence, nerve, and adaptability, can also contribute to self-destruction when organizations demand constant risk-taking. Readers gain a grounded sense of espionage as an intensely human endeavor with long psychological and ethical shadows. Fourthly, covert action and unintended consequences in fragile states. A key theme of the book is how covert action, even when tactically successful, can reshape a country's political trajectory in ways planners fail to anticipate. Anderson situates early CIA operations in regions where institutions were weak, legitimacy was contested, and post-war economic hardship made societies vulnerable to manipulation. In such settings, supporting one faction against another can harden divisions, delegitimize democratic processes, and empower security services that later turn repressive. The narrative emphasizes that intelligence officers often operate with incomplete maps of local alliances, historical grievances, and cultural constraints. What looks like a straightforward contest between communists and non-communists can be, on the ground, a tangled struggle over sovereignty, modernization, and identity. Anderson's tragic structure reinforces that consequences unfold over years, not weeks, and that operational triumph can sow the seeds of later instability or backlash. This topic encourages readers to evaluate covert action not as a cinematic episode, but as a policy tool with second and third order effects. It also highlights the problem of accountability when operations are secret, public debate is limited, and the feedback loops that correct bad policy can be dangerously slow. Lastly, the making of a Cold War worldview beyond individual missions. The Quiet Americans explores how early experiences helped cement an American worldview in which hidden hands were assumed to be shaping events everywhere. Anderson shows how the habit of explaining political change as conspiracy can become self-reinforcing, especially for organizations built to detect and counter-cover influence. When leaders come to expect subversion as the default, they may undervalue open diplomacy, economic reform, and patience, preferring tools that promise control. The book illustrates how this mentality affected both intelligence collection and policy recommendations, encouraging operations designed to prove agency relevance and demonstrate resolve. Over time, a cycle can emerge. Intervention produces instability. Instability seems to confirm the need for intervention, and the space for alternative interpretations narrows. Anderson's narrative invites readers to consider how institutions learn, including how they sometimes learn the wrong lessons from early victories or failures. This topic is valuable because it connects the book's character-driven storytelling to broader questions about American power, how nations interpret threats, how bureaucracies protect their missions, and how early choices become templates. The result is a deeper understanding of why Cold War patterns persisted and how they influence later interventions. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who enjoy narrative history, intelligence studies, and early Cold War geopolitics, especially those who want a human-scale view of how large strategic decisions emerge from field-level improvisation. It will also appeal to anyone interested in how institutions form their identities. Since Anderson shows the CIA becoming a powerful actor before its methods, oversight, and assumptions were fully tested, the benefit to a reader's life is not only historical knowledge but sharpened judgment. The story encourages skepticism towards simple explanations, awareness of incentives inside organizations, and sensitivity to unintended consequences when force or secrecy substitutes for politics, compared with many books on espionage that focus on a single operation or a single famous figure. The Quiet Americans offers a broader character-centered lens that connects personal motives to policy outcomes across multiple theaters. Its tragic framing gives the narrative momentum while still emphasizing complexity, making it a strong choice for readers who want both storytelling and insight. If you are deciding among Cold War intelligence titles, this one stands out for linking the origin story of covert power to the lasting dilemmas of intervention, accountability, and hubris. If you would like to support Scott Anderson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.